This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You, listen to me. It's that we got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I
will hire you.
Championship coming soon.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We talked about it, Steiny. When I went out to see my man Bob, we talked about it.
What would you do? What would your job be? Would you be a scout or would you be assistant GM?
It's like a good pizza from Roundtable. It's a combination of a bunch of things that we talked about.
Well, you need one specialty first.
Recognizing talent. Okay. Like I did Eddie House.
Like saying Moody is great.
No, I won that one. Moody was a contributor. And that's what
barely.
Please.
Not in the playoffs.
Yeah, anyway, my boy Squirt texted me and said, Gobert stinks. So he didn't like you giving Gobert flowers.
Gobert stinks on offense.
Then this is why I'm going to leave the phone alone.
This is Squirt?
Yeah, Squirt.
But you know
Peter
what?
Start.
Squirt, try. You know what? Count the layups the Warriors had against the Timberwolves. You're going to have to stop at about three or four.
Well, how was he last night? I'm not blaming him.
He stinks offensively. What do you want me to say?
His hands are just, Jesus, use them. Big Dex from the Yoon. Could the Warriors use Seth Curry? Whatever he's doing at work, he just thought of Seth Curry. They need shoot.
You know that sometimes I catch grief for being not nice to you.
But it's a stick.
I know. But you know what? I am gonna start treating some of these texters like you. And call them out if we got this guy on the YouTube chat. Riptide.
Let's get him. What did he say?
Listen to this. Listen to this cockamamie text. He says that Moody could be like Eddie Jones.
That was my
guy. If he played more. What are you, crazy? Eddie Jones was an incredible athlete.
Yeah. The playoffs were Black Monday for the stock of Moses Moody. He did himself no favors. A great season, Steiny. I mean that, a great season. And we counted on him, Moody.
He did not have a great season.
From what he was to where he ended up, a starter, the playoffs just were, it was a crash out. And he'll tell you that. So the Eddie Jones doesn't hit like it would have hit early March when he was at his highest powers. But Moody, Steiny, come on, just give the young man credit for making contributions. Kane Slidebender says, it's not a stick, Goo. Dude don't like you. This is my boy. is my boy. Evan knows. I'm Draymond of the show.
Exactly.
But
where everybody walking on eggshells around you.
Steiny's soft.
Never been in a fight.
Charmin.
You just got a jerk voice. And it comes out. I hear it. But when you do a show with Evan, let me do it.
West Coast soft.
When you do a show with Evan or anybody else, Willard, that one day. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey,
don't you get it?
No, I bring something out and you, they don't.
Your takes are preposterous.
No, you just
at
hate
times.
When I'm happy.
Goo.
I'm scared of Willard.
Goo. And I got to get the call.
You are, yeah.
Goo. So, again, this is where I get a little frustrated with you. And I'm not a Warrior fan, but I'm an observer.
We are.
They're 20. Let me just do it again. I have to do it. They're 25 and 26. They trade for Jimmy Butler. They go 23-8. They win their first series. Curry gets hurt. They lose to the Timberwolves. And now you're like, I don't think he's the guy I thought he was. Steiny, I thought he was a Superman. Yeah. I thought he was going to do this, that, or the other thing. Okay. So was it a good trade or not?
It was a good trade because you're right. What were we talking? Pierce Evans hit me in the cardiac muscle, and I'll take a couple steps back, but I still stand on the Jimmy Butler I thought we were getting, or that Miami Jimmy, playoff Jimmy. I'm done with, I'm not calling them that until I see it again. It did not happen here in Golden State. But what you did and what he enabled this Warrior team to do in the regular season is get off of what's wrong with the Warriors, what's wrong with Steph. I remember those days in those shows. So, Pierce Evans, here's to you, man. Cheers. Shout out RIP Norm Peterson. He passed yesterday, Steiny. So, I'm saying to you, he did have an impact. But when we needed him most, he does not have that cape like he had in Miami. Dwayne Wade knows it. So does Haslam. And you can say those dudes have axes to grind. But Evan G.
I'm not sure.
Jumped in our show last segment and said what needed to be said. It wasn't about winning the series. That was unrealistic and too big of an ask. It was, Jimmy, can you get us one game? And you sat there on the sofa and shot 9 and 11 times consecutively when the stakes were as big as they could possibly be, and forget the others that didn't bring it. You're right. But you taught me this year, it ain't about the others. You laid at the doorstep of the dogs, the alpha males. And I thought Jimmy was that, and we didn't see it. And I'm disappointed.
This from Kofi Spot on the YouTube chat. It's a super chat for $4.99. My issue with Jimmy is he wants Batman salary with Robin responsibility. But the Riddler when Steph went down because his performance was puzzling.
Wow.
You guys are
I'm
brutal.
I'm going to give you a 4 on
I'm going to be honest with you. You guys are brutal. You are. I mean, I don't know what you want if you're coming down Butler's road.
It's not. I'm going to give you the victory lap, and I'm giving you the victory lap for not thinking Miami Jimmy was coming. It sounds like that's where you're at, or you saw it early on and you knew. Now, we don't know why. But I feel like we were sold something, Steiny, and we got something different. He impacted us getting to the playoffs. Yes, all that.
Right.
But this thing still, and it's starting to scare me now, because we got the first sign of a muscle strain from Steph Curry in his illustrious 16-year career, that if this were to happen again, kind of at the same time,
this team stinks without Curry. And that, come on, Goo.
See, but I thought that got better with Jimmy, though.
It did.
We've lost 4 straight in the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question.
Against the unbuttoned Minnesota team.
If Luka would have been Butler, do you beat the Timberwolves without Curry?
You get a game.
That's what you think.
No, you get a game. He would have gave us 35 or 41 games.
And he would have given up 45 or 50.
Talking good, Luka.
What we got here? Let's go to Moose in San Jose. Let's get it started, Moose. What's going on? Moose, get him off. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony, how you doing, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Hey,
doing
T.
Well, thank you.
All right, man. So just real quick, man, Simmons, I love you to death, bro, but we have all the right to be grinding Jimmy Butler, man. Goon, keep doing it. He couldn't give us one game, man. He gave us the playing, and that was it. Yeah, you got us past. Yeah, you got his pass and gave us a 7th seed, but other than that, what else did he do? We just needed one more game from the guy so that Curry could come back, and hopefully, yeah, maybe things happen and then he, you know, the injury gets worse, but that's not here. So, you know, it is what it is. I think Steinmetz, it's a little bit of both. I think he wasn't 100%, and the Miami Jimmy Butler, I don't think is inexistent. However, back to your guys' Giannis trade, would I like Giannis? Of course. Who wouldn't want the guy? I would take Giannis over Draymond, Jimmy Butler. I would give up the kitchen sink, even maybe the plumbing system. You know, so I would like to see that. But I think it could be a little bit, I don't think it's a possibility just due to the fact that it's going to cost too much and we won't have any money to get any other players to surround him. It would be too much over the tax limit. So what I think they should do is I think our dinner plate is almost perfect, man. Our steak is nice and seasoned. You know, it's got a little bit more charcoal on it than we wanted, but, hey, it's nice and juicy, ready to eat. However, our sides are too bland, man. Our sides are too bland. Our role players aren't prepared. They're not prepared. They're not seasoned. We need to go out and get more seasoned guys. I'm going to keep championing Mark Wheeler's take on Cam Johnson. If we can sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga and get Cam Johnson, that's a perfect fit. That guy plays defense, and he's an above 33% three-point shooter from the corners. Doesn't matter where it's at. However, if Brooklyn Nets are in the rebuild stage, I think they should try to get Nick Claxton as well. That guy is a rebound machine.
I like him.
I love Kevon Looney. So, you know, I think they should go after those two guys and maybe even try to get a guy like Deontay Murray as well. All right, guys.
All right. I'm blown away. You know how sometimes I pretend to be I can't believe.
But share with us when you knew
you guys are sour on Jimmy Butler.
No, it's not sour, Donnie.
Yes, you are. You're disappointed. I can't believe he couldn't get him a game.
Yeah, that I stand on.
Dude, they went they're not even in the playoffs without him.
I got you.
They don't win the first round without him. But and then you want him to beat by himself essentially a Western Conference finalist team from a year ago that I think's better.
Well, I keep going to game three where he went 1-for-7 in the fourth quarter, Stoney.
Well,
and
what does that tell you?
26 shots, no.
And no help.
Well, okay, if that's how you want to look at it. But for you to sit there and say, how can you minimize or not, you know, give him credit for the impact he had on the 23-8, I'm with you. But why are you so perplexed that from that joy that you have expectations that grow to think that, okay, without Steph, we've seen the impact of Jimmy, we can get a game, maybe at home, when we're up 6 in the fourth quarter. We're talking about now just a game.
Okay. So you're going to be mad at him because he couldn't win one out of 4 games.
No, I'm mad at him because he shot 20 times in 2 games. Miss me with that. And you getting 50 M's and you're on the book for, umpteen money? Let me just ask you this, because you keep saying it, and I'm mad that you kind of beat me to it. So when did you know not to expect playoff Jimmy?
When Steph Curry went down and when they had to match up with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have Jaden McDaniels, who's 6'9", and athletic as hell, and Rudy Gobert sitting in the lane, and then him playing with 4 guys, none of whom can shoot.
Mm.
All right. Leroy in Oakland. Leroy's with Goo. What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
Oh, hey, welcome to the off season, Lee. Yeah.
hey, Goo, you lit it up on this topic, and Steiny, I don't think you want this smoke. Respectfully. Respectfully. Because you are about to get it from not only Guru, but me, that last caller, and all day the callers are going to be with Goo. And I'll tell you why, Steiny. So I was with you, Steiny, about Jimmy Butler. I was like, okay, I don't know. And we were, and when Curry went down, my wife looked at me, and she's not a real big sports fan. She loves the Warriors. And she said, you know, Curry went down, but for some reason, I'm feeling okay with Jimmy Butler. I think we're going to be all right. And I perked up because I was with you, Steiny, and okay. And she kind of got me to believe. And that we didn't see it, it was frustrating. And I don't think it's unfair for us to be coming down his road. We were expecting you to step in. And I love what you said, Goo. Give us one game.
That's all I'm asking.
It was 3 games when he was out. Give us one. And then this too, Steiny. Steiny, when someone's giving you the victory lap, Goo gave you the victory lap, Give credit to the person that gave you the victory lap. What we're saying is you had been seen.
That's
all. You had been saw that Jimmy wasn't that dude.
No, I don't think
that's
like,
what
I
that's it. That,
I don't think. Hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. By the way, they play the Mystics tonight at Chase, always live on the free Odyssey app, which means you can hear it right here. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You're not giving him any break for the fall he took. None. Jimmy Butler.
All right.
And here's the other thing. And I said this at the time, and I don't want a victory lap because I don't think Jimmy Butler, I mean, I'm not saying he played great, but I don't think what people expected from him was realistic to carry this team. And here's the other thing. I'll tell you right now, and I ate it this day. I completely ate it. And what I'm talking about is when the Warriors won game one, and we came in the following day. Leroy's right about his wife saying, I feel good. I was blown away by how many Warrior fans were thinking, we can still win the series.
Oh,
we're
my
fine.
Gosh.
And at that time, I wasn't going to say, you guys are high, but I thought about it because I did it. This is what I did. When Steph Curry, and I'm going to do this every time. Conley. Edwards, Randall, McDaniels, Gobert, Naz Reid, Butler, Draymond, Pods, Moody, Post, Payton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know how they could have even gotten a game. Anyway, I'm just, listen, here's what we're talking about. You know, Giannis's name is out there, and
man, he would change everything. I got you.
I know, but now it's spun to me. Yeah, Jimmy. Nah, I don't know. That's okay. You're not saying Jimmy stinks, but you're saying, yeah, I don't know about Jimmy. I don't know if he's a guy. We thought he was.
And it's not the first time in my life that I've been living in the past, but Stoney, I'll keep it real. I'm a guy that was giving him that pass for that injury. But as I watch the games again and think about what he said after him, how am I going to go there when the player's not going there? Bottom line is you were out there, but Leroy said it so well, Stoney, so profound. Take the victory lap. And I know you don't want it, but you had saw something in regard to him not being ultra aggressive with field goal attempts, even when things were going good and they were 23-8. So this is not like it just happened in the playoffs, but, you know, I was in sales, Steiny, and if my sales weren't and I wasn't hitting quota, the boss would come in and would say, how many calls did you make? She didn't even have to ask. She would know. And if it said 100 and I was struggling, I'm fine because I showed effort. But if I had 40 or 35 and I'm still not making the sales, it's hell to pay. So when I look at a box score, win a go-home game, and my stud that's getting 50 M's plus has 11 field goal attempts and 9, there is no great answer as to why that is sufficient. And then to hear guys.
I've tried to tell you a million times, yeah, but you dismiss it, which is fine.
And I'm admitting that.
No, I'm telling you right now that you're still harping on the 11 shots. Maybe he couldn't get more.
That is the word.
Because the other team defends like hell. And the other team has a great defender. Not only they have a great individual defender, and they have an incredible rim protector.
But he did get more than 11 shots in one game.
26, okay. Game 3. So what?
Which happened to be the closest they got to winning a game.
So what happened, Stoney? Why couldn't he duplicate that?
He's 35, and he's playing in the postseason. Like that, like wake up. Like that's the thing I've been talking about for forever, for probably for too long. Like, why did Steph Curry get hurt? He was old.
Why did
Butler get hurt? He's older.
48 minutes, you know?
Well,
he played a lot.
That's right. And he couldn't hold up.
And had they handled business, maybe he doesn't get hurt.
Well, he probably would have gotten hurt later in the playoffs.
But like games, what was it, game 6, the Friday game I went to, against the Rockets, Jimmy was, he was just going through the motions, and Steph was trying to make everything happen. I'm just saying, collectively, had they won that game, maybe we don't have a Curry injury and close Houston out.
Well, we're going to have a Curry injury the following series then, probably, because Curry didn't even do anything.
Well,
he was walking or running lightly.
Yeah.
510, Steiner, do you think that Butler's a great fit? And if he and Curry are healthy, they really only need to add a low-maintenance center to all I'm saying is they went 23-8 down the stretch. They beat Houston. They lost Curry. They lost in 5 games, and
well, the thing is, Stoney, would you let that deter you from going to get Giannis if you could, and
no,
if it would cost you Jimmy?
Not necessarily, but that's why we're talking about this. Giannis apparently won't be playing with the Bucks next year. Would I be interested in Giannis? Of course. Okay, so it'll probably take Butler, which I get it. I would entertain that, absolutely.
Okay.
But now it is going to Butler didn't get it done. Butler didn't work. Things.
That it didn't work. No, Stoney, just like Leroy said, we're disappointed. I am. And Leroy sounds like he's in the same line at the effort of Jimmy Butler specifically after Curry went down.
Well, you're saying effort, and I'd be careful about that word. He didn't play well. There were times he wasn't aggressive. Do we know it was because he wasn't giving effort, or was he hurt?
Well, maybe he was trying to live a life of the benefit of the doubt that you're giving him. I'm just saying, I'm the guy that said he has to be hurt, but my gosh, it is what it is. At the end of the day, if you're out there and you hoist up 26 shots on one night and then you come back and dip to 9-11, I'm just saying, and you're passing the ball out to Guy Santos and Pods of the World, who I love, but they're not you. Jimmy, what part of the chessboard are you not understanding? The percentages of you shooting a basketball and it going in are greater than the guys you're passing to. So when you get sassy and you get up there with a microphone and basically tell us dummies don't tell you how to play, well, you say that to Dwayne Wade. You say that to Pat Riley, who now, the cat's out the bag, have said, we don't think you're worth that money because you're not trying to put the ball in the cup anymore.
Well, did that thought ever cross your mind when the trade was made?
No.
Huh. Pat Riley is a pretty good GM and owner.
That's real, Stoney.
Why would he do this?
Yeah, that's real. I thought it was personal. And
You guys thought you were getting a perfect player. I mean, what do you?
But he's still good, Stoney.
It wasn't like Miami was doing anything without him. I think it was fair for people to assess the situation and say Miami absolutely would have been better with Jimmy Butler, and he is what they're missing.
I'm shocked.
All right, can I ask you two a question?
I can't believe anybody out there really thought the Warriors could beat Minnesota without Curry. But I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's not about winning the series,
Stoney.
Why? What? So we could get to game six for Steph?
I mean, it was there.
It's about winning one game.
They got swept, basically, by an unbuttoned-up Minnesota team.
Well, you know what? Then you guys are idiots for thinking 23-8 during the regular season actually meant something. I mean, and you know what?
It's a 65-win pace. Are you high?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
23-8 is nothing?
Well, apparently not to you guys because you thought that was going to translate into the postseason.
Well, one game. We thought it would get us one game without Steph.
No one sat up. Well, maybe some people did. No one sat here and said they have to win the series without Curry.
Man, nobody. And
that's not true. On the day after game one, a lot of people believed the Warriors could win that series even without Steph.
Well, that turns out to be foolish, but winning one game is clearly a lot harder than obviously we foresaw. And, I just don't
thank
think...
Thank you.
No, but you sitting up here like you saw it all happening in real time is not true.
No, that's what I'm fighting against. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
It sounds like it.
I think you're crazy to think Jimmy Butler could do it on his own.
But
I think you're crazy to think anybody could have done it on their own against Minnesota.
One game.
I mean,
where were your stats? So when Curry got hurt, you said to yourself, because I don't remember you saying, it's a wrap, everybody. The Warriors have no chance.
That's right, because I was blown away, and I was going to wait until the Timberwolves won a game or two.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, have you ever thought of this? Butler did all he could in game three. Was that the 26 shot night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up six, 7 minutes
left. He wore down in the fourth quarter because he was 1-for-7, and that's all he had to give. Then
Kuminga had a good game.
Then that's because he's a one-on-one isolation player, and he doesn't rely on his teammates.
And Draymond takes some blame into that too. This is not all just Jimmy, but it is what it is. I got a scenario for you and Evan on the other side, and it involves somebody in Miami right now.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Jimmy Butler, does he stink?
Nobody's saying that.
Apparently so. It's a team game.
We weren't able to get it done.
Employee pricing is back at Frontier Ford. Yep, they've extended this incredible sales event. You pay what they pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Just go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara or shop frontierford.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.